Memorizing is not learning. To learn something, you must hunger for it. To learn something, you must love it. To learn something, you must enjoy it so much that you will put it aside and learn the stuff beneath it first to grant yourself a fair chance at mastery. Every little bit counts, but only if it comes in a sequence that fits what you have already learned. If you attempt to learn things out of sequence, or worse yet, trust someone to teach you, it won't work. It never has, it never will, forget it. And it is not just sequence. It is also the speed at which you learn that must also be taken under consideration. Sequence and pace. Now that is just the barbarian, bare-bone level of learning, meant for warriors. You can do better than that, and you certainly should. When you learn is important. Night owls will learn at a different time of day than others. It is the environment that matters. Some people can't learn in a city and will need trees and mountains. And the geographic location matters too. If you love numbers and calculus calls to you, visit Gottfried Wilhelm von Leibniz at Neustädter Kirche in Hanover, Germany. Visit Sir Isaac Newton at Westminster Abbey in London, England. And remember, sciences are learned not by memorizing facts, but by tracing their development across ages. Schools are here to teach us, but they don't know how. What they do know is how to fake it and make it appear like you are learning, and then blame it on you for memorizing instead of actually reading the books. The motive is simple. For as long as the school gets funding or stays in business, everyone gets to keep their job. Yes, it is fraud. Yes, they are selling your mind for a small paycheck. The curriculum is impossible to learn from. There is not enough information there, not enough background information, not enough networking of ideas. Curriculum is stitched out of questions that you will have to pass later on, so that the school can continue to operate. They just want you to retain the most of it, and they will expect you to cram before that test too. If you want to become a doctor, scientist, mathematician, you need to be going to a real school that will encourage you to learn in optimal ways. A public school is not the optimal setting for that kind of education. A public school is primarily for babysitting, so that you're not home alone trying to set your or the sticky bandit's hair on fire. In order for that school to exist, teachers need to get paid. So you need to pretend to learn by just memorizing and passing tests. Your grades help the school continue to operate and pay the teachers for their hard work. Nobody cares if you are learning or memorizing. To graduate with a good GPA, you will have to memorize. And it will be disconnected facts, they will be out of sequence, they cannot possibly fit what you already know, and you will forget it all, every little bit of it. In return for hoop jumping, you will get a diploma and will be accepted to college or university if you cram for the SAT or entrance exams. In college, your education will be artificially slowed down. It will be called balanced education, and they will say it with a straight face like a cult member. The textbooks will be $300. Lectures will be $500. And you can apply for medical school from here and move on and pretend none of that ever happened. It is hinted that Panama Papers are a good example of what's going on. There is no central organization that encourages corruption. It is just that everyone is looking for a shortcut. You can stand up in class, but everyone's jobs are at stake. You will be accused of disrupting the class, and you will be suspended. They will stress you out. They will make you tired, and they will make you drop out. Let me just say that you are not allowed to stand by when someone is getting hurt. If the teacher or security are acting creepy, they are not there to teach. Talk to the principal. Explain that the second time it happens, you will call the police and upload everything to the internet. Make sure you record the conversation. The teachers, in their haste, will give up on the students in the back row. They will have fallen behind on material, but now they are being made to feel that they are unintelligent. This will destroy their minds completely. This will cause great harm to their self-esteem for life. They need your help. Quietly, get them audiobooks. Bill Bryson and Carl Sagan, they'll take it from there. I think most teachers, when pressured, will tell you that you are expected to learn on your own, and in effect confess that they are useless when it comes to teaching you for real. That the classroom is about standardized testing, for which it is easier to force you to memorize disconnected bits of knowledge that you will soon forget, than to actually craft a curriculum that will fit all the students and match their existing knowledge and the natural pace at which they learn and their personality. It used to be true that a single teacher cannot approach older students in a way that will help them learn. So to stay in business, they would force them into memorization. But today, that is not the case. Today, the only reason why the old ways are still in place is because low-quality schools are continuing to try to stay in business and make money and sell minds for a small paycheck. And now, this is evil. Today, with the help of computers, smartphones, and tablets, interactive open curricula, online lectures, audiobooks, and internet, it is possible to approach each student individually. I am sure there are online schools that are trying to do just that. There is no excuse for why anybody should have less than an A or a 4.0 GPA. That is what being in school is all about. Learning. And when you learn, you get an A. That's it. Even now, I can't see everything that has gone wrong. Schools have become a bit less unforgiving, I'm sure. But even so, the fact remains. Today, schools can't teach. They are wicked good at tricking students into thinking that they are not smart enough for good grades. At the end of the day, you will still need a real education, though. Your only safe bet is becoming self-taught. Independent study. And please, don't let anybody call you a genius. Help others. Help them find knowledge too. Finally, I describe this tragedy to the best of my abilities. On a tired mind, some things have slipped, others are out of shape. Please forgive me. But I do know one thing for certain. This is not a standing tragedy that will remain forever. This is a call for heroism, for courage. And courage calls to courage everywhere. This is how life asks for help. You are now being challenged to stand up to mediocrity, to lies, to fraud. Become a great being. Fix schools. Personal note. Here is a short list of my favorite science popularizers. Bill Bryson, Richard Dawkins, Sam Harris, P.Z. Myers, Lawrence Krauss, Lord Martin Rees, Jill Tarter, Seth Shostak, Alex Filipienko, Sean Carroll, Jared Diamond, and Howard Zinn. Thank you.